from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. The 40-kilometer-an-hour speed limit on Legion Drive past Roland Michener Secondary School is being extended a bit, but City Public Works Director Ken Kersell says starting it at the highway would be of no benefit. He says the sign is the first thing you see turning onto Legion Drive anyway.
The car can't accelerate fast enough to get up to above 40 kilometers in 75 meters unless they're actually street racing.
Parking in front of RMSS is also being banned. The no parking zone will mirror the one on the other side of the school on Moore Street. Right in time for your payday or pre-weekend fill-up, the price of gas in Timmins has dropped below the psychological barrier of $2 a liter. Our newsroom started to hear about it at lunchtime today, and sure enough, a Facebook plea brought several confirming messages. It's at $1.95 and change at some stations and $1.99 at others. Before you scoff, remember that it was in the $2.05 range this morning. A month from now, smoking or vaping on the property of either public library in Timmins will be banned. Library CEO Carol Ann Demers says the library board wants a healthy environment for everyone, so it's outlawing smoking at entrances to the main branch and the Charles M. Shields South Porcupine branch.
We see our library as community centers, and welcoming outdoor space will be beneficial for all patrons of the Timmins Public Library.
The ban takes effect Monday, August 15th. Hockey Canada is reopening a third-party investigation into sexual assault accusations dating back to 2018. The Sports National Federation says participation in the investigation by the players in question is mandatory. Any who decline will be immediately banned from all activities and programs. A lawsuit by a woman who claimed she was assaulted by 8 players, including members of the country's 2018 gold medal junior team at an event in London, Ontario, was quietly settled by Hockey Canada in May. None of the accusations have been proven in court. Health Canada has approved Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine for use by children between 6 months and 5 years old. It says the doses will be a quarter the size of adult doses given 4 weeks apart. This makes Moderna's Spikevax the first vaccine approved for that age group in Canada, with the Pfizer-BioNTech shot approved for kids 5 and older. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.